Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So we have just a few minutes now, and as the diligent Brian Lehrer Show listener knows, we've been spending this little bit of time at the end of each show to visit various parks around the city in the last week. So we've been to Concrete Plant Park in the Bronx, Sunset Park Playground in Brooklyn, and the Sarah D. Roosevelt Park in Chinatown. And today we're heading out briefly to Jackson Heights, Queens, to visit Travers Park. Our guide is Len Maniacci, the chairman of the Friends of Travers Park. Hi, Len. Welcome to WNYC.
Hello, Brian. Great to be with you.
So we've just got a few minutes. Tell us about Travers Park for people not from Jackson Heights. Where exactly is it and what's it like?
Sure. It's on 34th Avenue off of Northern Boulevard between 77th and 78th Streets. It's about 2 acres, two jam-packed acres, I might add, kiddie play area, handball court, basketball court. And if the Parks Department is listening, there's a missing hoop there. We got an athletic field. That is organized chaos on weekends. We got tennis, soccer, basketball, cricket, softball. Sometimes you've got kids learning to ride a bike. And every so often, a couple of guys bring out a hockey net and taking shots on net.
That's a lot of stuff. And Jackson Heights is one of the most, if not the most, diverse neighborhood in the city. So what's the role of the park in the neighborhood?
Well, it's a place where people come together and get to know their neighbors. This is done through a lot of different ways. I mean, I think parks have always been like this, a place where kids from different cultures meet and get to, you know, learn about each other. I mean, that still goes on. There are a number of activities that bring people together. Beyond that, we've got a green market that we brought to the plaza outside the park 8 years ago. We have a multicultural performance series, Summer Sundays in the Park, that we started back in 2004 that really mixes, you know, different kinds of music, cultural, ethnic, and styles. We had this past Saturday, we had Family Fun Day, and, you know, so we had a lot of different activities.
Mm-hmm.
Games.
And people all interact.
Sure.
Interact there. I remember when I was a kid, probably the first time that I really met people from different ethnic backgrounds than my own was going out to the park and just playing pickup games of ball.
Sure.
And so it serves that function in a diverse area like Jackson Heights, to be sure. One listener, though, Ralph W., commented on our webpage that, quote, "The city has taken upon itself to name any area with a few trees and a playground a park. I've been living in Jackson Heights for over 15 years, and there is not one single self-respecting area that can call itself a park. There aren't any parks in this neighborhood." And someone else wrote, "It's Travers Playground. There is no park in Jackson Heights. I wish there was a park in this neighborhood. It really needs one." Len, how do you respond?
Well, we certainly don't disagree with that. As much asphalt as there is in the park, there was even less green space until the mid-90s when the city at least created some planting areas. We've been involved to try and expand the park and try and find more recreation areas. One of the things that we're working with is we're trying to develop something we're calling a green agenda for Jackson Heights, which would sort of be a local version of Plan NYC. And a big part of that is to try and get more open space. And, I mean, we've had some, minor successes, a couple of steps down that road. I mean, it's too complicated to go into now, but mm-hmm. we're really hopeful that, you know, in a few years we'll be able to expand the park and, improve recreational activities. There's no doubt about it. There is far too little green space, public green space in this neighborhood.
What can you do about that? I mean, do you have to, tear down buildings and put in grass? Or how do you create green space in an urban environment where there isn't now?
Well, the city's Department of Transportation is looking at greening streets in different parts of the city and creating these public plazas, sort of like the Green Streets program from a while back. We're looking at actually hopefully trying to acquire a piece of property where there is some building right now that's adjacent to the park. We have been working with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, and they recently put this on their priority list for the region.
That's great. And that's where we have to leave it with Len Moniacci, chairman of the Friends of Traverse Park in Jackson Heights. Thanks a lot for coming on with us.
It's been great, Brian.